When a Spanish fleet sank off our coast in a 1715 hurricane, hundreds of crewmen were lost, along with gold and silver worth millions. Over the years, treasure salvers found some of the loot. Then, in 1967, Kip Wagner and Mel Fisher brought up a ton and a half of silver from a wreck site off Sebastian. The treasure went to a Vero Beach bank. Later came time to divide it up. Tommy Gore of Fort Pierce was supposed to make sure the state got its 20%. He worked for the state archaeologist.
He called me the night before and said, "We're going to have a division of treasure. Have you got a shotgun?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Meet me at the bank in Vero tomorrow morning and bring your shotgun." They began to roll the treasure out of the bank in wheelbarrows, and I kept the crowd back by walking with a shotgun. It was really something to see. I don't think it could happen in today's times.
Why is that?
Well, there'd be too much danger in it, for one thing. Back then, there was so much treasure, it was basically put in three different piles. An average day for a summer in 1967, we found 264 pounds of silver coins.
And it went on for maybe, what, the whole summer?
Well, it went on that summer.
Yeah.
And then it began to taper off a little bit. Things really heated up and more people got into the picture, and treasure has gone downhill since then.
Well, let me ask you, that fleet had, what, 15 ships in the 1715?
Yeah, 11 to 15, and not all of them have been found either.
So there's a lot out there, right?
There are still wrecks that have not been found. What it amounts to is only the obvious treasure has been found, but is severely thinned out now. That was the heyday.
Do you think some of those ships were possibly blown so far off course that maybe they sank out in the Gulf Stream?
Well, there probably some of them did sink further out. Probably one or two sailed out into deeper water. One made it clear back to Spain.
You were saying that it's not the same out there now.
It's getting down to the fact now of who's got the best electronic equipment, who's the luckiest on the clear day, how big a hole you dug and how slow you worked it. There's treasure still there, but the big finds have been gone. However, the missing pieces of the other wrecks still should probably be as good again as the heyday was 40 years ago.
Well, I was going to ask if there are any fleets that are unaccounted for.
I'm not that good of a historian on what other fleets were here, but I can tell you that I was with all of the people that did the magnetometer searches that indicates any metal debris. We found hundreds of shipwrecks that way, but if it was not a known 1715 wreck, it was skipped over. We never looked on any of the other Spanish wrecks or any of the Civil War wrecks or any of the early 1800 wrecks. A lot of those wrecks contained treasure and priceless artifacts. They were just not the high priority. The 1715 fleet was where the interest was.
Is there one piece or one thing that stands out in your mind as just the most valuable or the most beautiful or the item that was brought back from the deep?
I guess the gold was. I mean, that's probably the prettiest sight to find, but what always fascinated me were the artifacts, because when you say treasure, you say trouble in the first place. You've got people, lifelong friends, going their own ways over the first thought of treasure. Brothers I've seen split.
That was Tommy Gore. Coming next Friday on Flora Days, a military misadventure at Sebastian Inlet. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.